with the lack of adequate water, will trees be stressed enough to cause mite issues? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Ag Information Network. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor, Kern County, specializing in entomology. He says mites and stressed trees, well, it's more complicated than that.
And the reason is biological control. So a lot of people will say, and I myself have said, hey, if we're short on water, we have stressed trees, stress induces mites, therefore we're going to have a mite nightmare. And on the surface, that seems like what in theory should happen.
In reality, though,
mites are really regulated by biological control, especially by six-spotted thrips. And so, you know, if you have conditions in an orchard, let's say tree stress that might induce mites, but the biological control is present, biocontrol trumps stress trees. Natural enemies don't care whether the tree is stressed or not. If they're food, they're going to eat it. So, you know, on one hand, you want to say, you know, keep the tree healthy, adequate water, adequate fertilizer to prevent or reduce mite. That will always be a valuable program or valuable thing to do. At the same time, just because those trees are stressed doesn't mean you have to panic about mite, because the biological control likewise can take care of it as it would in any other year. So it just comes down to monitoring. You got to be watching the mite, of course, taking special care to monitor when your trees are stressed and so on. But you also need to be monitoring biological control, because they're your best friend.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.